And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with champion Rock Cod Rick Maxa here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you. Our good buddy, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune, is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here. Ready to go, ready out of the gate here. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show it is today. Always so fun hearing Mike on the water. Like, you know, hearing live updates from the Tribune is like one of my favorite parts of doing Let's Talk Hookup. But to get to hang out for a couple hours and talk fishing about a great boat, today's going to be a great show.
Yeah, man. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to have you in the studio here. And first, we got to recognize the champion here, Rock Cod Rick and his wife, Dallas. Congratulations, the big winners of the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament. I guess it was worth taking a day off from Let's Talk Hookup yesterday to go do that.
You know, it's always hard. Like, I always pick my days off very carefully. And, yeah, we snuck out. Dallas and I got to fish the Open Bay Bass Tournament yesterday.
When was the last time you fished the bay?
Like 3.5 years ago. You know, I mean, I love it. I love fishing the bay, but it's been a while. You know, we used to fish it all the time. But, yeah, I think it's been close to 3 years since we got to put the full Bay Bass day into it. Since before the boys.
Think about all these guys that were practicing and stuff beforehand.
That's all artificial, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not true. You can
fish
bay. I think they do. The San Diego Anglers Tournament has always been really cool. It's always, like, super inclusive. Like, you don't have to have the super bitchin' boat or whatever else. If you like to fish live bait, you can do it. The only kicker is you can't have live bait on board before the start. So you have to be willing to, you know, give up the few minutes that it takes to drive to the barge, pay for your bait, get your bait. And, you know, sometimes that's the beginning of the tide, so you got to decide when you want to do it or not. But, you want to get a tank full of chove and fish that, no problem.
I don't know. That was a pretty impressive looking stringer, though. That's unreal that you caught those in the harbor.
Yeah. Cool. I know. Congratulations. You won $1,500.
Yeah, wasn't bad.
Let me guess. Dallas got that check, right?
Well, I mean,
I know what happened to my household. I was like, here.
She did, but I'll give her credit. She earned it, man. Yeah. She really did. Like, it wasn't just along for the ride. Like, Dal gets huge credit. She was. We started out in front on the cable, and the fishing just wasn't great for us, and that's where I really like to start. We usually catch good numbers there, and then we go somewhere else to work on getting one or two kickers. And she had the instinct in the call and said, I'm just not feeling this. I think we should move. And you're not going to bail on your partner. And so we did. We made a move, and that was why we won. We went to a different area, and she set up the boat for probably half of the drifts that we made, and certainly half of the fish that were in our bag she caught. So
nice.
it was a total team win. She kicked some free seals.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Great, yeah. Yeah, and there's stiff competition in that group, too.
Well, you're so confident, and you get to roll over to Miguel's and have some margaritas without.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some confidence right there. That's awesome.
Quit 2 hours early and go have margaritas and appetizers?
Again, we're mom and dad.
And you didn't know whether you wanted to.
No idea. Yeah, we're mom and dad with a 1 and 3 old. I mean, a day off together, especially on the boat, like, does not happen very often, and that was one thing that we were joking that if we're sucking really bad, we're just going to bail early, and we'll go to Miguel's, we'll get a couple margaritas before it's all over, and we did the opposite. We were doing so good that we both thought, man, I don't know that we could fish for 2 hours, but I don't know if we're going to add anything that's bigger to our stringer than we already have, so let's bail. You know, it started getting windy and, like, not great in the afternoon, so... Yeah, so we left a couple hours early, went to Miguel's and had some margs.
That's a good day of fishing.
Our bad.
I'm sure you'll have pictures of those up on your Facebook page.
I put it up.
They're ridiculous. I mean, those are good ones.
Yeah.
Timing was really good. So my you know, whatever, my PB, the biggest sand bass I've ever caught out of the bay, previous to this was probably a 4-pounder, like a low, and I had a 5.5 yesterday.
Five.
Yeah, which is the biggest bass
big
I've ever caught in the bay. And I fished the bay a bunch, you know, I mean, quite a bit. And to get that fish on tournament day was, the stars very much aligned. It was pretty cool. And not like we did anything different. I mean, we fished a 1-ounce lead head and a 5-inch MC swim bait. I mean, that was all we fished. There was no trolling, no special rig, no special nothing, just fishing the structure that we like to fish and having a kick-ass.
How was your bycatch? The halibut and the small bass.
Very minimal. A little bit of spotty and just but nothing else. Couple of spotties and nothing but nice ones. It was
good.
It was
for you.
Rad. It was a really fun day, and to get to share it with Dallas was really cool and
awesome.
You know, the boys were with Grandma, and she got to bring the boys to the weigh-in. So Wyatt got to be there for the big check and stuff. It was rad.
Nice.
It was just it was an all-time epic.
But you didn't know that you won until you got there, right?
No. Like everything's real time. It was a cool tournament. It's a cool format. Like to lessen.
And all those fish are still swimming in
everything's
in the
catch and release. So like you literally
you have to release right away.
You don't have to, I don't think. And I should say like we didn't choose to keep them. I would bet you could probably keep them if you chose to. But no, the whole thing is take a picture on a specific measuring device. It gets uploaded to an app. The app's got like facial recognition, so you can't submit the same fish or turn it around in a different way. Nothing like that. And you'll know whether your submission was accepted or rejected. Like it's all real time, but you don't know what the other boat has. You know, so you know where you're at, but you don't know where anybody else is.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it was fun. It was a great time, and it was super well run, like all those San Diego Anglers events are, and a great barbecue and raffle afterwards. Yeah. And it was an epic day. Dude.
Different deal than it used to be. The big deal, but because of the port kind of. Put the kibosh to that.
It is, but like, boy, it is real. So the first couple of years were smaller, but I mean, this was not far. You know, I mean, it was at the outboard motor club, like right at Shelter Island. But I mean, again, the big barbecue, all the tables, all the raffle. It was
nice.
Like it's on its way back to the big
vacay.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's cool.
But yeah, lots of fun, and we were
congratulations.
I was really proud
of
Dallas.
Cool.
It was cool.
That is cool.
I think a lot of people underestimate how good these harbors can be.
No,
and I mean, there's a lot of skiff fishermen that know, but same thing over in Mission Bay. You can go do a boat rental, and some of the halibut and stuff you see brought up, and my crewmember Tanner's knocked off a couple of really good halibut over the last year or so, like good ones, like 25-pounders, and it's... you know, there's boat rentals here if you don't have your own.
25 pounds.
Yeah.
And number
where he sends me pictures, and I'm looking, I'm like, there's no way. But I've caught years ago, when I worked on the producer, right, have a couple different black sea bass in here.
Yeah.
Small ones. Manna shrimp. Just the oddball sea bass, Corvina, like, it's pretty neat.
Getting a skiff from Dana Landing on, like, a 4 to 6 foot tide in Mission Bay, you could take a 3-inch MC swim bait and a quarter-ounce lead head and have a 50-fish day, you know, or 50-fish morning. Like, that's such a cool fishery.
There's stories. I mean, I think Tom Ebner years ago basically untying the boat, going out, anchoring up in the mouth of the entrance and catching limits of sea bass and just stuff like that, and it does happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, like, I've seen jackpot one, and this is going back years ago when I worked on the producer. We had several jackpots, one at the dock or at the bait receiver, or, you know, it's a sea bass or a halibut, and you come in and it's like, well, you can't count that in a jackpot. And I mean, we don't do jackpots anymore. I said, well, why not? So, well, it was caught in harbor. I said, you guys all have the option to fish.
Totally.
Like, I can't knock the guy for fishing at the bait receiver.
Yeah.
Like, we usually didn't want guys to do it, but you seen some good ones.
Yeah,
that's
cool. So let's talk tribute, man. C4 Sport Fishing. You guys kind of got weathered in this week.
I don't think we're the only ones. I think everybody ended up canceling. I know I talked to Aliar. They had a 3-day trip. I don't know if they just I know he had a he was going to stretch it back a day, and I don't know if they ended up canceling, but
it
was big. I mean, we were looking at I was talking to him about it for a little bit, and he was, you know, just kind of asking my opinion. I'm looking at, like, outside Ensenada, it was like 12 to 13 foot over the weekend, and it's just not, especially being the only boat out there, like, trying to find bluefin in that kind of weather. It's just, it's not that, you know, that boat would handle it just fine. It's what you're going to get out of that kind of trip, and, you know, whether you're going to enjoy it. And
And not only big swell, but wind, too.
Well, yeah, 20 knots on a 12-foot swell is just not...
Jeez.
It's
not fun.
No. But we've had some very, very good fishing. Our call on net trips have been phenomenal. I mean, we've had two trips over 100 lingcod. Last trip, there was 25 guys at 80 lingcod. We had another trip. We had 80 lingcod for 18 guys. And, I mean, they're, you know, you guys have seen the pictures, and they're good ones. We've had 20-pound fish involved. You have, you know, a 20-pound hitchhiker on an 8-pounder. Like, it's that kind of stuff that just makes that, you know, guys are like, oh, there's no yellowtail. Well, I mean, yellowtail are a great bonus at Colonnette. That's not usually the main goal.
Yeah,
it's rockfish and lingcod. The reason we're doing these trips is because California, you can't fish bottom fish. You know, January through April, it's just off limits. So, yeah. All of a sudden, you know, Mexico becomes the go-to, and five fish lingcod limit is, I mean, it's about as good as you're going to get. You got
that's
down, you
really
get
good, especially 20 pounders,
yeah.
Five nice lingcod and five nice reds. And, you know, we've talked about it before. A lot of guys are getting spoiled. It's the same thing with guys going, well, I only got 250-pound bluefin. And I was like, you only got 250-pound bluefin on a one-day trip. That's horrid. I'm sorry, man. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, I know that you grew up in the land of some of the best cod fishing that California has to offer. Like, how good is this Colonnette stretch right now? Like, we watch, you know, you guys do a great job on your social media posting those pictures. Like, it's unreal. And I mean, it's not just quantity, but quality too. It's crazy. Like,
the fishing down there, and you might know Josh Rimbaud. He's the manager at Turner's, and he was kind of hemming and hawing about it. He goes, I don't know. I want to go, and I don't know. And he ended up going, and he had his limit of lingcod. He had released a handful of them. And yeah, a lot of this fishing's done in, you know, 140 to 250 feet of water, and it's almost all of it's on artificial.
So
we didn't have sardines for the first handful of trips, and I thought that was going to really, hamper us. And you know, the boat's calling in, oh, we got 40 lingcod, we got 50 lingcod, we got 105 lingcod, and this is without sardines. I'm like, that's unreal. You know, yeah. I had my knee replaced at
plastic
the time.
And
yeah, jigs, plastic. Apparently the legit old-fashioned diamond jig was the hot ticket for a while.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't even know they sold anymore.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd buy
that's
one.
Right. You have your knee replaced. How's that going?
Good.
I didn't think about it. You walked in here normal today.
Three and a half months. It's gone really well. I think I may have been a little too eager about it earlier on when the surgeon told me that it's bulletproof. There's nothing you can do to it. I went back to CrossFit, and after I started going back working out at like 3 weeks just to try to get mobility and everything back. And the knee's not bulletproof. I don't care what anybody says. you jump into it a little too fast, and it goes backwards. But I was sitting there, and that last trip, I was kind of in between. I may have been able to get on the boat, and the weather was nice. And they were sending me pictures of all these lingcod, flat, greasy weather, the reds. And I'm like, I should have gone. As a passenger, I should have gone out and let Derek Southern's been running the boat for me. He's going to be commercial fishing this year, but he's been doing a really good job. And they're sending me these pictures, and I'm like, oh, man, I should have done it.
How deep is the water that they're fishing?
I think their better lingcod fishing has been like 180 to 250 feet, which you can do with the swim bait. Absolutely. Spectra, like –
Most of the cod fishing's that shallow down there, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like anywhere else. The deeper it gets, the better it gets. Yeah. And we've had a lot of those trips down there where fishing the southeast edge of that thing, it drops off really quick, and the reds, just the quality of the fish down there. And I'm usually on deck and down there taking off reds, and I usually don't go check our depth until people start complaining that they can't hit the bottom. And there's been days where we've gone up and we're in 120 fathoms, or, you know, you're like, okay, all right, let's go line them up here. Like, but it's, that fishing down there is just, and it goes through cycles. I think the second year I owned the boat, we had limits lingcod like 5 trips in a row. And this is like 150 lingcod a trip.
Wow.
And we're releasing, you know, dozens on top of that. We had a trip back then. I told one of the guys, I go, hey, man, you got your limit of lingcod. Why don't you fish for something else? And he goes, I would rather release these things all day than do anything else. He goes, this is a blast. He goes, I don't care if I catch any reds. You're talking about being able to catch more, you know, a 5-fish lingcod limit. A lot of guys haven't caught 5 lingcod in their life that fish up here. So it's pretty neat.
That is pretty cool. So you're going to continue those trips? Now, of course, local rockfish season opens Tuesday, April 1st, but it's a different deal down there.
You don't
find that kind of fishing around
here. It is. What we're hoping for, and I think once we start seeing some more boats running here, we're going to, like last spring, we had really good bluefin fishing and really good rockcod fishing. And that was, you know, fishing areas where you're close enough. And in some cases, it would be 35, 40 miles from the 60. But there's also a lot of trips where we had limits of bluefin at night. And you make that run, and you go out, and we had Noodles, the guitarist for Offspring. He was out with us, and he goes, man, you know, we were kind of up in the air whether we wanted to go rockfish fishing or we wanted to go lingcod or bluefin fishing. And he goes, I got to do both. He goes, I got a limit of bluefin, and he goes, I got a limit of rockfish. And he goes, I mean, this is great.
That's so right.
So being able to do something like that, you also have, whether you're not, you're out towards the Cortez, the Tanner, San Clemente Island, like this time of year, now that rockfish has opened up here, it just opens up a lot more possibilities. And I think once we start seeing more boats run, I mean, the plane's already seen great volumes of bluefin, but, you know, the one weekend that, you know, we were going to be out this weekend. The Supreme was going to be out. There's going to be some coverage, and then there's a 12-foot swell. So there goes that. But you're going to start seeing bluefin counts here, I think, real shortly.
Yeah, because there's plenty of it around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's going to be the time. So you're going to more concentrate on that.
Yeah. Our starting pretty much this week, April 1st, we're going to be offshore.
Offshore.
And we have had some guys.
And it looks like the weather's coming down toward the end of next week.
For the most part, our weather's, but we've had to cancel, I think, 3 trips total this year. We've done, I think, 6 or 7 Colonnette trips. So it hasn't been that bad of a winter.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to what it could be. And then we'd been doing boat work, and I didn't even really pay attention to this weekend that much. And about 4 or 5 days ago, I looked, and I was like, oh, wow, that's good one. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. So boat work's finished?
Yeah, we did our Coast Guard, our topside inspection on Tuesday, and that went great. We're there's no such thing as finished boat work. I mean, we're running, and we're doing boat work in between trips, but until we start running every single day, there's going to be boat work being done. That's just how it is. If you're not doing boat work, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you have to do it. It's a necessary evil every year. Right?
It'd be nice to take 3 or 4 months off and not do anything, but that doesn't usually bode well later on.
Yeah,
especially for a boat like the Tribute that runs all the time. Yeah. I mean, as soon as you're done catching tuna, you're down at Colonnade, and you guys are often the first ones going and the first ones on it, and often the last ones too. I mean, that boat catches fish damn near all year round, and if you put things off, it comes back to bite you. And the fact that that boat is always going and always ready and always in such good shape is a testament to the amount of work you guys put into it.
We run more than any shorter range boat. You know, it's we try. As soon as there's something to catch, the Colonnade thing we've really done well on for the last 13 years that I've owned the boat. Some of these long range boats, you see them and they get...
Hang on. Did you say 13 years? 13 years ago that you got the boat?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow!
I would have
time flies.
Did not feel
fun,
that
man.
Fast. That's crazy.
2013 was the first year that it was the tribute. It was over there. 2012, yeah. I think I was over here doing boat work on it when it was the Dolphin 3. So it's been a while.
That's pretty awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Mike is a wealth of knowledge, and we're so appreciative, too, because he keeps us informed of what's going on offshore by his call-ins from the boat, which are just awesome, and our listeners love.
Yep, no doubt about it, man. Having a great time this morning. If you want to join us, talk to Captain Mike from the Tribute. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. We talk about it all the time. Text the show has become so popular. There is already a pile of great texts that have come through for Mike. If you want to send in your text message to Let's Talk Hookup, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way you can catch all the archive shows. If you missed that great show yesterday, you can catch it on the archive, which is what I'll be doing today because we weren't able to get the tune in, so I'll be anxious to hear how yesterday's show went. And if you want to...
Well, you're focused on fishing.
We turned around and like, oh my God, the show's down here over.
Sand bass and margaritas.
Yeah, that was it. If you want to send in your text to Mike, make sure that you include your contact info with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it for you. And how we determine that prize winner is through that coin flip. So Mike's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And what a killer prize we are giving away today. And man, again, such a huge thanks to Captain Mike Pritchett of the Tribute. One lucky caller or texter is going to win an open party day and a half trip to go fishing on board the Tribute at a C4 Sport Fishing. Such a rad opportunity, and a huge thanks to Mike for making that happen. Again, if you want to get through, send us a text or give us a call at 833-288-0973. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CVX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Okay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here already this morning, talking fun with the Tribute. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, 833-288-0973.
Yeah, we have some great texts, some great phone calls, and you have a chance to win a day and a half trip on the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. If you want to get through, Jeff is standing by right now at 833-288-0973. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. Let me fire this up. It was... Okay, it came from John, calling from San Diego, or texting from San Diego. Said, I really enjoy fishing with Captain Mike on the Tribute. Been on board the boat a number of times, and I look forward to hopping again this year. My question was, Mike, what is your favorite jig for nighttime bluefin fishing? I know they all work, but I want to know Captain Mike's favorite. Also, how important do you think it is to use the marked or metered braid? And lastly, do you think nighttime is going to be the hot ticket again this year?
You know, as far as the nighttime jigs go, there's it changes so dramatically all the time. A lot of it has to do with depth, what you're getting down. I mean, the eddy bomb, for as ridiculously simple as it is just, I mean, when it's windy, is money. But a lot of the different knife jigs, and it's, you have different nights where, you know, you get the Katy Perry's getting bit, and then it doesn't get touched for a few days. Why? I have no idea. Whatever stands out to those bluefin in the middle of the night, I think a lot of it's just being able to get down fast. And, you know, you see a lot of times we'll have crew members up. You got two or three guys that are up during that nighttime fishing, and they'll be the first ones to get bit. They drop down, and they hook and hand to somebody. And it's so hard to chase around a spot in the middle of the, you know, in the dark like that. You're trying to get over the top of it, and some of these spots are running, like literally moving at 8 knots while you're trying to get on them. And you're trying to think, why would this thing stop underneath us long enough to, and a lot of them, you know, they might be down 300 feet, but they're definitely either chasing something or they're scared of the boat. They're hard to get on. And if it's, you know, if it's windy or whatever can get you down into that. I've seen the most ridiculous jigs ever get bit just because they're the first ones in that zone. And the metered line, I mean, we mark guys' line on the boat. We'll strip it off and do 100-foot increments. You know, we have a little line counter and just mark it. And that's huge. If you have metered line, it'll be the first thing called out in the tangle because it's the first thing that stands out. But it does help. I mean, it makes a huge difference for the majority of your guys not knowing where 300 or 400 feet is. And it's easy. You know, you go grab your rod, Captain gets on the PA. Hey, we're getting on top of them, get in the water as soon as you can. Being able to know whether you're 150 feet or 500 feet is huge. So I do like it, and it makes it easy to call out the guy who's wrapped everybody else around the boat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I don't know. I know you've probably been dealing with it for a while, but I just received my first spool of Max Quattro metered from PowerPro. That it's so thin. The 80 pound is like so thin.
We're gonna sell so much of that.
Yeah,
that will be the line. You get high breaking strength, but it's skinny and it sinks really good. But then it's every 100 feet, the color changes, so you know exactly where you're at. That is going to be the game changer for us this year.
And then what about tungsten?
Black
tungsten?
I haven't seen a whole lot of it, but I mean it works.
Gets down there fast.
It does. And the fact that it's cheaper than lead is kind of interesting.
It's far from that.
It seems like years ago we had guys coming around and they were selling stainless sinkers. Remember that?
Right.
This is back in the Fred Hall Show days. And I go, how is it cheaper to make a stainless sinker than it is a chunk of lead? But I'm sure the tungsten is a little lopsided on that one.
Yeah, it's a little heavy on the price tag. But, you know, like you say, there are times when they want a small profile or just, you know, to be able to get down real fast but not have something that's as big as a paper towel tube. You know, it's another tool in the arsenal.
Yeah. Well, and if that new braid's that much thinner,
it's
lighter,
make a big
it's,
deal.
It is. It does 20% make
20% thinner.
When you're fishing, a lot of that nighttime bluefin fishing, it's choppy. It's blowing 15, 18 knots. And, you know, you look at the guys that are stretched out away from the boat, and you're just like, look, man, you're not going to get bit. You're not anywhere near the fish. Your jig's up on the surface somewhere doing something funny. So anything that's going to help with that, and that's... That's another thing. One of the questions was, do I think that it's going to be nighttime bluefin fishing again? Yes. It's become a thing. It may have been a thing before. I mean, we used to see bluefin in the dark a little bit, you know, 15, 20 years ago, but we didn't try to fish for them like this. Like, I brought it up before. There was a crew member on the Galilean years ago that got a 200-pounder, And every crew member on every sport boat here was like, oh, I'm fishing at night. And we did a lot for swordfish and everything else. And we would catch escalar and oil fish and weird stuff. But that, I mean, that happened 22 years ago probably. So we.
So what are you saying? Harlan was the innovator?
His crew member did it. I think every crew member out there had an itch in their skin after, because we didn't catch 200-pound bluefin back then. And the fact that this deckhand in the middle of the night knocked out this 220-pounder or whatever it was, I mean, every deckhand out here was starting to look at their tackle and go, man, we're undergunned. Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. You're ready for it. I got a great text here from James in La Jolla. I was on the Tribute last week. It was so much fun. Everybody on the boat was having a blast hooking rockfish, link cod, and two giant cow cod that were released and were really cool to see caught. Captain was monitoring the bluefin and looked for yellows, but the catching from the morning night, plus incredibly great long-range food, the fantastic crew, so impressed with the Tribute.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Accolades.
Dustin Tench just sent me a text. It was 2004 when Harlan's boat got caught.
Oh, wow.
So are these link cod trips, these rockfish and colonnade trips, and, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, what about bluefin? What about yellowtail?
But I'll take those trips any day.
That response has been 90% of the responses coming off.
Plus, you go out in the right weather. The weather, you're not offshore. You're next to a beautiful coastline. There's so much attributes.
It's not, you're not forced to go fish colonnade right now. It's literally a privilege, the fact that we can do it. And the fishing, and we've had dozens of emails of guys saying, this is one of the best trips I've ever had. This has been great. You start getting close to your link cod limit, and you can start picking and choosing. Like, you start letting the smaller ones go. You're fishing for big ones. It is really, really a fun trip. Kyle, our cook, takes great care of the guys. Like I said, Derek, the whole crew that's been on the boat, guys get off the boat. They're just like, man, that, I thought I was kind of stuck fishing rockfish and link cod, and I came back having one of the best trips of my life. So
and the harvest that you get to come back with, the level that you guys take care of those things, and you treat a rockfish the same way you treat a tuna. Everything's everything is well cared for. And then you come home with like just some of the best eating fish that we have. Like
I would rather eat link cod and rockfish than probably anything else. And honestly, I people ask me what my favorite fishing is, and I would love to go out and fish link cod all day on light jigs or on swim baits.
Fishing those big reds too, so much fun.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's funny. You got like some of that stuff we're doing on the 60 last year, and even here on Colonnade, guys are dropping down there fishing 40 or 50 pound, and they get two reds on there, and they're pulling drag. And the guys are like, oh, man, it's a big link cod. It comes up, and it's two, 5-pound reds. And I was like, they start swimming the same direction at the same time, and they put a pretty good tussle.
That's so cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, 833-288-0973. You want to get through, have a chance to win a day and a half on the Tribute. Talk to Mike. Make your comments here. There's your chance. And you have a great text.
Yeah, right? I wanted to read this one. It says, good morning, everybody. Overnight trips are the longest that I've ever fished, but my question is about limits for different lengths of trips. Like on a 3-day example, do you get to keep 3 days worth of limits? Or on a day and a half, is it possible to have 2 days worth of limits because you caught fish the night before and then again in the morning? Really hoping you can shed some light on this. Thanks for everything. Can't wait to go fishing again aboard the Tribute from Rory and Lakeside.
So it's up to a 3-day limit is what you can keep. It doesn't matter if it's a 5-day, 10-day, 16-day. You can keep limits for 3 days worth during that time period. So I'd say it's bluefin or dorado. You can keep two per day up to 3 days, which is six. On a day and a half trip, unless you're leaving before noon or coming back afternoon, it's really an odd loophole because you are fishing a long time on these trips. And we have some of our charters that are looking at doing basically what would be a 1 3/4 day, leaving the or like a reverse 1 3/4 day, leaving at 10 o'clock in the morning, coming back the following night. 9-10 o'clock at night, that you can do 2 days worth. You got to take 2 days worth of permits or have 2 days, whether it's California fishing license or not. But in general, a day and a half, you do get 1 day's worth. And in most cases, like we're talking about some of this bluefin fishing, catching a couple of 50 or 60 pounders is not the worst thing. And it's going to happen where we get back to normal sooner or later, where there's yellowfin, dorado, and a lot of guys doing the reverse overnight trips, which I can't get myself to do, because if the nighttime bluefin fishing works, And there's, like, Jason on the Highlander did a handful of them last year, and he had pretty good fishing on most of it. Sooner or later, we're going to get back to where we're looking for kelp patties. We're, you know, catching Dorado and yellowfin and yellowtail.
Could happen this year.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're talking about the rebirth of a possible El Nino starting, so that's what brings it, right?
I mean, that's what we did for years and years, yeah. And I think one of the things is we're so stuck on fishing this bluefin, we don't really go look anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you're not looking at the warm water streak outside of San Jose or whatever it is. In a lot of cases, you know, you have great bluefin fishing. That's what we go do. We go, you know, do your bluefin thing. And, it'd be really nice to see some good yellowfin and Dorado counts again.
No doubt. And, you know, the nice thing, too, is I wanted that. I mean, I know that there was a little bit of a taste, and I think you guys got a little taste, but that big yellowfin that the long-range fleet had all year long, and then it finally made its way and was kind of flirting with the extension of a multi-day trip. If that fish, you know, if we got lucky enough that fish was around again, but then also just had that southerly push and got up into our zone a little bit better, that was such incredible fishing, and I just want that for our summer and fall. Don't get me wrong. I love bluefin fishing. I love all the things going fishing, catch a bluefin on the Tribute, but mixing in that big yellowfin sure was special.
We did have some good yellowfin fishing, and they were good ones. And it's funny because I'm not going to pick a side on what pulls better, the bluefin or yellowfin.
You don't need to pick a side. It's a yellowfin.
We got four-way jig strikes on that yellowfin, and they just absolutely tore the guys up. And there is 70, 80-pounders. I think we got some fish right around 100. And after catching a bunch of bluefin over the last several years, like they definitely pull a little bit harder than the bluefin do. But a lot of it, you're fishing some of these bluefin, you're hooking a 100-pounder on 200-pound test and heavy gear in the middle of the night. Like, it's different than hooking on 50-pound.
Yeah, it's not apples to apples for sure.
But
yeah.
Those yellowfin were just getting to the point where they're kind of getting a little bit bigger sickles on them. And we had great weather down there, and they're coming up, and, you know, they're 10 feet away from gaff down there. And I was like, man, I miss this.
Yeah, totally. Totally. What a fun deal.
I have a great text here. And this is from Brad. He's in San Diego. And the question is for Mike, what month is your favorite month to fish bluefin? Will you be running trips the week of Thanksgiving?
Actually, probably November.
November is the best month?
We've had some phenomenal bluefin fishing.
So good. Yeah, man.
We, same thing going into it, and you're talking about we're usually we run until things stop. It doesn't matter. I mean, we've had some really, really good yellowfin fishing in December over the last 10 years. To the point where we're, you know, there might be two or three boats on the water and great flat, greasy weather. And that's the thing is with our fall weather, November is so nice. And we've had several trips that have gotten in the morning before Thanksgiving where I'm sure if you went back and looked at our Facebook page, right, we're just absolutely knocking the crud out of the big bluefin and you have yellowfin mixed in. And that's usually weather-wise, that's usually our go-to. It seems like our seasons seem to be getting pushed back more and more. Like, we never caught – it was very, very seldom to catch yellowfin in December. Now it's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year was not a very good yellowfin year. But, you know, looking back, I mean, we used to – overnight boats and day-and-a-half boats used to run June through October. And that was about it. And, I remember guys asking years ago, like, what are you still running in November for? I'm like, it's great fishing. It's great weather. I got 30 guys at the top of the dock that want to go fish. We don't stop until there's a reason to stop. But
if you want to book a trip, book around Thanksgiving.
And then you look back at our springtime fishing last year, it was ridiculous. We had great bluefin fishing. And like I said, there's a lot of rockfish and stuff that was mixed in during the day as fill-in. But we're also missing that early season yellowtail where you start getting those, you know, 10 to 20-pound yellowtail on kelps, and that usually happened in April. And there's no reason it can't happen this year. It's just, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I'm glad we're seeing a little bit of sardine mixed it back in with the bait because that was getting a little sketchy.
Yeah, and it seems like every week that has passed, it's been more and more and more. You know, the Everingham Brothers does a good job on their social media accounts, you know, updating what bait is where. But it seems like it's really, you know, the scare of us never seeing a sardine again is really starting to wane.
Right? That was interesting for the first few trips. They were going out and I remember, and this is going back years ago, I was a little kid working for a guy named Dennis Evans on the Genie up in Fort Wayne. I was like 13, 14 years old or something. We go to the bait receiver, and there's nothing but sardines, and he's sitting there, and I go, what? And he goes, I don't know if Rock Hot Elite sardines. So, I mean, which they did. The salmon grouper especially loved them, but, you know, you go through phases like that. Anchovies worked great for a while, but when you're starting to think about, you know, trying to catch 100 to 200 pound bluefin and you got a 4-inch anchovy, that changes things.
Well, and that's Eric from Menifee says, with anchovies in the mix and the bait barge, potentially, could you go on a trip with nothing but chovy? And with, so what setup would you recommend for doing that?
We did it for decades.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like
we did a lot of long range trips where
right?
I was on the XL, we'd go load up hundreds and hundreds, if not thousand scoops of anchovies and
go south.
You put them on the boat and you drive south, you catch the mackerel along the way. But there's the technology and reels has changed so much. I mean, it used to be like a Daiwa Sea Lion with a 20 or 25 pound test on your old Saber or whatever, and you like a 196.8, something you can cast an anchovy on. And there's rods and reels have come so far. I'm sure there's something out there, small avids or whatever it might be, where you can sling an anchovy just fine.
I think the scare of it is going away, but there was part of me that was just from the tackle geek nerd side of things, like knowing that the gear that we have now, when before, like you said, it was an old Daiwa or it was a Newell 220.
Nope.
Now having a Trinidad 14 and a CalStar 800 XL, like
whole
the
different
gear
world
has come so far. There was definitely a part of me that was just like, bring it on, man. Like we're going to be so well set up to fish with a nice anchovy with the gear that we have now, you know, light rods and, you know, going back to, like you said, old glass rods, you get the dust off your CalStar 196 8-footer and a 220 and all those, you know, glass rods that were real soft and, you know, they load up well. And
you might want to start rotating those things in the garage.
You're gonna
pull the babies out.
Exactly.
They're going to have a gentleman's curve that's not going away.
They're coming back. Hey, I want to apologize. We're having some issues with our phone system at the fan. Jeff is working hard trying to correct them. But just be patient. We'll let you know when they're back up, and we'll get your phone calls in there
for sure. If you're a phone call guy, send us a text. I mean, there's obviously 100 texts standing by. But, send us a text. Try it out on the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. We're going to be checking in with catch reports, more of your texts, and hopefully some more phone calls, too. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaboardlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is
is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking tribute, and man, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. This is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know Summit is the place for the lowest cost on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks for 89 cents. Now you can get burritos and sandwiches for your trip, all fresh made daily. Ice is nearly half the price of the others with 25 pound bags for only $3.99 a bag. Plus you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35 gallon fill at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going over there tomorrow to pick up the $2,000 worth of gift cards for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And I'm going to jump into their new car wash. They have a new deluxe car wash there that's, like, amazing.
We went to a Gulls game, thanks to Art Taylor, Art and Celia Taylor. We went to a Gulls game with those guys, with Art anyways, and that new car wash is so nice, man.
It's really nice.
I've heard you talking about it, but I hadn't seen it before, and it's killer.
It's first class.
Yeah, yeah, I'm
petitioning. Check it out, Summit Gasoline.
I'm petitioning for an East County Summit for Mike and I, you know, like, we need a place to buy fuel less than Costco.
That gas station's come a long way.
That's the bomb,
in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it has, for sure. And you can even buy gold there, like gold nuggets. Hey,
didn't you say you can buy your fishing licenses there?
You can buy fishing licenses there. You can buy all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's the spot, man.
Cater to the fishermen.
Well, how about 100 pounds of ice for free when you're putting fuel in the boat, man?
Yeah.
They got it going on, no doubt. Well, hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on the water. We got Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Congrats, Ricky, on your win. That's cool. Give Dallas a high five for me.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I will for sure. We had a rad day. Thank you.
Yeah, very cool. Well, for us here, I mean, as it is down the coast here, cool water again, you know, 55 to 57 degrees. You know, had things in a real funk for us last week. Just tough fishing for the half-day guys because of that. Guys really fished hard for some sheephead samples on the shrimp. Just a lot of effort going into catching some stuff with not a whole lot of return. So the bass action was definitely slower, too. So the light line approaches, you had to use the light line if you even wanted to think about getting a bite. So the guy's scaling down to the 8 and the 10-pound monofilament. Small hooks, small sinkers were the guys getting the bites on that stuff. So it took a lot of effort to get some stuff to cooperate last week. So the better opportunities did come out a little bit deeper. That sculpin whitefish, sand dabs, obviously not really affected by that water temp. So nothing too new and exciting on that front. Just standard tackle setups for that with the pink and red swim baits and rubber lures. Those were the best setups for those guys. On the halibut tip, we did catch a few more fish for the Derby anglers this week. Getting in tight, shallow water was kind of what it took for the guys that were fishing that this week. So no big giant fish. Most of the fish that we did catch this week were under 10 pounds. But, again, just a lot of trying with not a whole lot of return across the board. As far as hitting the ground running with this rockfish come Tuesday, you know, it sure looks like there's going to be a delay with that with this wind in the forecast. That looks pretty spicy. So I think Marcus is going to hit the pause button on his overnight trip that was scheduled to get out there and fish on I think he was leaving the night of the first to fish the second. His charter that was going to be on the first, I think, is going to get rescheduled, as is, I think, our opening trips on that Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you guys are planning on coming, just watch the weather. You have to watch the weather and make your reservations in those good weather windows for sure. Obviously, we're excited to get back after it. So bring some of the heavy gear. anywhere from like 8 to 16 ounce sinkers. You can always call the landing and see what the passenger load is. That's going to kind of dictate whether we fish inside that 50, 60 fathom stuff or if we go out deeper and fish that 100 to 110 stuff out there on the 14. So obviously bring tackle accordingly. If you want to fish the jigs, the 200 to 300 gram jigs are the way to go for those jig fishermen. So anyways, that's it for us. Pretty pedestrian report. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And we're looking forward to getting out there at some point next week. We'll just kind of see what day we actually get the official go and getting after it.
Just have to wait for the weather to be right, right?
That's it. I mean, it's hard to get the boat in the drift when it's blowing 25 knots. Yeah, it's just not going to work. So.
Yeah. Well, just unfortunate timing for the opener, but that just means the ocean opener is kind of being pushed up a little bit.
Yeah. Feel like that happens every year.
Yeah.
I know. It's like it happened last year for sure, too. Yep.
Sitting on your hands.
It is what it is.
It is spring. You know,
yeah, waiting to go.
Yeah. I eyeballed the 60-mile bank for the first 30 knots and 13 foot.
Oh,
yeah, pass.
Piece of cake.
I think it's probably
pass.
Safe.
Well, Willie, a great report as always. Good, you know, that message is the same as it is forever, man. Watch the weather, and when it's nice, let's go fishing, and Dana Wharf will always be on it. One more time, shoot us that number if somebody wants to book a trip, come fishing with you.
Roger. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Or again, you can hit us at danawharf.com.
Right on. Great job, Willie. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See ya.
Thanks.
Right.
Appreciate that. Still, our engineers at the fan are still working on the phones, so keep trying the phone, 833-288-0973. You'll probably get a busy signal, but you might get through, like Willie got through. So you never know.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted if those things come back up here.
Well, in the meantime, I've got a great text. Says, good morning, guys. I want to up my bottom fish game. I wanted to know how you like to tie dropper loops when fishing colonette trips. Do you do a different loop when you're fishing for reds versus yellowtail? Does length make a difference? Does sinker make a difference? How do we stay on top of our dropper loops?
You know what? I don't think my dropper loops changed since I was 10.
Yeah.
It's you definitely want to – one of the things the guys mess up on is the length. You do want to have a reasonably long – I guess you'd call it tippet when you tie your dropper loop, especially if you're fishing like bigger reds, lingcod. You know, you see some guys do their dropper loops, and there's a 4-inch tippet, you know, a loop hanging away from the main line, and they're – a foot apart, you get, you know, a really nice red or a lingcod on there. And that, just to give the bait, whether you're fishing a live bait or a leader on there or a lure, some kind of action. So I do them like, I'd say probably like a 10-inch loop is probably somewhere in the go-to. And you want to spread them out, especially if you're not fishing with a bunch of people. You know, get those things where your dropper loops are about 2 feet apart. So they're, you know, if you get a red on there, you get a lingcod on the bottom. You're not going to have a 2-pound red coming up and trying to chew a sardine in front of its face. I don't know how much of a difference that makes. But you do want to spread them out, and you do want to have a reasonably long leader, and it just makes them easier to handle once they're in the boat, too.
Well said.
No doubt about that. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, our surf guru, Gundy Gunnarsson, is standing by. Continue our catch report. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
How you guys doing?
Hey, good morning.
Great, buddy.
Great.
Man, things are starting to go in the surf now.
It's time, man.
Yeah, it is. Real good sign. I'll put it in three different sections here. Solid barred perch fishing. You know, we're starting to see up there Ventura, Oxnard, up to Santa Barbara there. A lot of quality fish. We had another 14-inch fish there, reported hook, line, and sinker. And the guy said they're just about biting anything up there. The other thing is more striped bass in the catch, topped by a 14-pounder this week, scattered all along the coast, and it's the same kind of calling card, the river mouse, the harbor mouse, that kind of thing. And then a definite uptick in halibut bites. We've been seeing more fish in the lagoons, but the beach bite really took hold this week. And there was, like I said, catches up and down the coast. The water's cleaned up, a little bit of that red tide, but not too much. I'll tell you about a scenario here. I've been talking about my buddy fishing river jetties there. And, he went this week and he was throwing that big 130 size flash minnow and took a 14-pound striped bass at the river mouth. Ooh, there.
That's rad.
When did this become
very nice, yeah. Very nice. Had a couple nice perch. And then this is what's crucial. He went the very next day on the same tide, maybe 20, 30 minutes as the tide advanced, fished the same exact area. And on that day, he got a couple short bites, thought they might be stripers, stuck a legal halibut, and then caught a small barred perch at the end of the day and put it on his bait rod and finished up with a 22-pound halibut release.
Ooh, come on.
On a perch.
What a day of fishing.
Wow.
Everything likes eating those things.
You know, that's the kind of fishing. If you're in the right spot, of course, the river mouth, always a good spot. Something he told me, though, was that on a few times you see bait, sometimes you don't see bait. But don't let that discourage you, because a lot of times these game fish, the striped bass and the halibut, if there isn't a lot of bait around, they'll come into the surf line and they'll feed on those little shiner perch. They'll feed on the little barred perch, the senoritas, you know, sand dabs, anything they can find in that surf line. So keep that in mind. And I'm telling you, Pete, it's this striped bass thing's a pretty cool deal, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I follow, I think it's Ventura County surf fishing. I think the same. It was something close to it. And I spent a lot of time as a kid up there fishing. I heard of stripers. But now you're seeing it's common.
It's common, yeah. Hey, Gundy, great job. Appreciate that, our surf crew extraordinaire, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Hey, we got another full hour.
Go, gentlemen, go get them.
Thanks, Gundy. We got another full hour coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. We're signing off on 97.3 The Fan. We'll see
no,
you.
No, we're not. We'll be there. Oh, we'll be back on 97.3 The Fan. You're right.
Yeah, I was off yesterday. My bad.
You're right.
We'll
back
be back
on 97.3 The Fan.
Sorry, guys.
Hi, it's Ben. I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturers, representatives, some amazing seminars by top anglers, and even my buddy Ron at Fastlane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. And get this, there will be free food and drink too. Yum. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 10th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Lawn Trip in Mission Bay. The event is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but everything will be on sale up to 50% off all day. But don't take too much of his money. I need stuff too.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April the 13th, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.